This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, everyone. Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind. Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24-pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere. And it's basketball season. My schedule is packed, and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Kyle Quinn is behind the glass. And boy, do we got a lot to get to today. Day two of our own March Madness. The bracket of Hughes, and there are so many good matchups today. I cannot wait. At 12 o'clock, our first Fransky Friday, as we are less than a week away from the start of the Philly season. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, listen, all those cats, that bracket exploded last night. Don't worry about it, dog. You still just sit back and enjoy the tournament. Your weekend is starting off on the wrong foot, so don't even worry about it. Just get you a couple drinks and go have some small talk at the bar with some other folks.
Now, are you talking about the people that had their NCAA brackets busted or the people that had Pop Douglas going far in our bracket?
Because either or.
Those brackets were busted yesterday. Pop. I thought he was going places. He did not. All right, so much to get into today. But here, I want to start with an idea I have. And it's an idea that our audience probably is like, oh, he's doing this again. Yeah, I am. At one point, I made Juan Soto my white whale of baseball. Like, I was Captain Ahab, and I needed to get Juan Soto on the Phillies. And obviously, that dream is now dead, and I have to move on from that. But I have a white whale of the NFL. I've talked about him every year for years. And I will do this until I get him here to Philadelphia. And Hugh, yeah, that's fine. Mumbles Douglas can be part of this.
I'm just saying, okay? Man, I didn't know where you're going.
Yeah, you do know where
you're
going.
You're trying to set it up, too.
Well, because here's what I see. I see an Eagles offseason in which they've lost a lot of good defensive players. Mm-hmm. And I see a team that has a great core. But boy, we add one more to this core, especially on the defensive side. Away we go for years. Who did we add?
Aziz Ojulari.
Oh, come on. I mean,
did you hear Barry Brooks?
Come on now.
Wax poetic about Aziz Ojulari the other day.
Aziz is a nice kid. Nice player.
Barry said he went back and watched the field.
Yeah, here we go. Mm-hmm.
You know, but speaking of Barry, you know what Barry did the other day?
I don't.
He did something real mean and hurtful. He sent, when I talked about not winning the Super Bowl.
Yeah, right? He sent you a ring or something?
He sent me pictures of him with the Pittsburgh Steelers winning the Super Bowl.
That is mean. That is mean. And with all due respect to Aziz Ojulari, he's here on a one-year, $4 million deal.
A proven deal. Guess who else is here on a one-year deal? Let me take that back, because I was about to tell a lie.
Zach Bond?
That's a good one. I was thinking about Saquon.
Aziz Ojulari is a nice player. I don't want nice players. I want great players. And Hugh Douglas, there's a great player who is going into the last year of his deal, and he has not been re-signed yet by his team. In fact, his team, according to Jane Slater, has not even started meaningful talks with this guy. You probably know who I'm talking about right now. I want Micah Parsons on the Philadelphia Eagles.
You have got to be smoking something.
I'm not smoking something. He is the best young pass rusher in the sport, and I want him on the Philadelphia Eagles. Look, the Eagles have, over the next 2 years, 20 draft picks. And for everyone out there who's become Mel Kiper Jr. 2.0, can I let me just for 1 second tell you, I'm gonna burst your bubble. The Eagles aren't used to 20 draft picks in the next 2 years. They're just not. They're not going to incorporate 20 rookies and second-year players into a Super Bowl team.
You're making a strong case.
So they're going to trade some of these picks. So you know what I want to do?
Kyle, you see this?
I want to call the Cowboys, and I want to take advantage of a team that is a mess right now, an owner that has seen better days. I want to offer them draft picks, and I want Micah Parsons on the Eagles. Now, before everyone yells at me, including Hugh and Kyle, we're going to have Spin Dr. Douglas today.
I'll never yell at
you. No, but there's going to be Spin Dr. Douglas.
I mean, I'm listening, though. Yeah. You're making a compelling argument.
Tremendous young player. He has 52.5 sacks since entering the NFL.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive.
If they put Parsons and Jalen Carter together, we were trying in the meeting today to determine when was the last time there had been a defensive duo in the league that good? And I don't even know when it is. Maybe Simeon Rice, Warren Sapp. That's mentioned Jerome Brown, Reggie White. We're going back decades.
Long-ass time.
We're talking about two Hall of Fame talent young defenders together. The Cowboys are a mess. The Eagles have 20 draft picks over the next 2 years. They haven't re-signed him yet. He is my white whale. I want him on the Eagles. So here's what I'm curious about today. Mm-hmm. Now, we can debate how good he is and worth it and all that. Do you want him on the Eagles? Because I understand what I'm doing. I'm trying to bring a cowboy here, right? Mm-hmm. No one likes Micah Parsons. Mm-hmm. I'll admit he's a goofball. He's a cowboy. Yeah. Has loser vibes sometimes.
Loser vibes.
But he's a heck of a football player. 215-592-9494. I want Parsons on the Eagles, and I want the Eagles to do this and take advantage of the Cowboys as they're in a weak spot of their franchise. Hugh, where do you come down on Micah?
First of all, Joe, you make a compelling argument. You long talked it a little bit.
Well, I had
but,
to. I had
but
to.
You were intriguing. You were very intriguing.
Well, you tried to filibuster with Aziz Ojulari.
No, because I knew when you started to sell it, I knew where you was going with it.
Right.
Here's how I view the Micah Parsons situation. Yes, he is a hell of a player. No question about that. I feel like, personally, that there's a lot of times that he disappears. Even though he got 55 sacks, sometimes he disappears. You know, I look at this locker room culture, and I understand that we want to get players that can play. But this culture has thrived, and we've seen some guys that have passed through this organization and have played for this organization and are playing for this organization now. They've done a tremendous job of keeping the main thing the main thing, if you will, and keeping this culture intact. I think that a guy like Micah Parsons, as good as he plays, he will upset that culture in a way. Micah Parsons, do you know what I remember Micah Parsons for as a Dallas Cowboy more so this year than any other? Podcast bites, podcast quotes, being controversial, while his team was out there getting their ass kicked every weekend. And he, like, and I understand that I'm old school and I come from a different era, but I understand you're doing a podcast, but I would not want to do anything that adds any kind of light to me outside of football when we're getting beat like that. That just, to me, is an uncomfortable place to be on a personal level. And it's just, you know, when you talk about getting beat and not being focused, that's what it kind of looks like. So much so that we had a guy here that Podcast P said, "Hey, I'm done podcasting because I got to get ready for basketball." And then look what happened to him. You know, I think that when football season is around, and get it, I understand that there's a lot of money to be had in podcasts and guys doing their thing and, you know, sponsors, and people want to be brought behind the curtain, if you will. But we are about the business of winning football games and being a story franchise. The closest thing that we had to that was Darius Slay, and he wasn't that big of a distraction. He was a little bit of a distraction, but not a big distraction, not so much that it took away from the ultimate goal. I think that Micah Parsons would do that. And another thing, look at the pattern that the Eagles are following. They're not signing guys like that. The guy that they signed like that, they got him, Zach Bond. They gave him the most money. They're going out defensively, and they're getting guys for one-year deals, and they're getting guys that play well as a cohesive unit. Micah Parsons screams to me more of an individual. He beefing with one of his teammates, And you know what the thing I remember about that? The year that they were in the playoffs when they played Green Bay. And DeMarcus had more – he had more motion in that game. He was doing more than Micah Parsons was, if I'm not mistaken. I don't know what the stat line was, but so much so that I think after that game he said something about – something to the effect that if guys stop podcasting and play football or something like that, you know, that maybe we could have won this game or something.
Yeah, yeah. Look, I mean, he might rub teammates the wrong way. I don't know. Now, I'm glad you brought up the Slay thing because I think there's similarities. Really good. Now, I think Slay was a very good player. I think Parsons is a great player. But both high-end players, and they were on loser teams. Sometimes loser energy, you kind of fall into that. You get Micah here, and I think he plays his best football as he goes into his prime. Let's hear from LeSean McCoy. LeSean said something recently about the idea of the Cowboys trading Parsons that I really liked. Here's what he said about Micah and the future of him in Dallas and why he should be moving on.
Trade Micah Parsons because he's too good for the Cowboys. I'm being serious, though. I'm tired of him being
That's a different conversation.
No, I'm tired of him being in a franchise. They complain about everything. Any team would love to have Micah Parsons.
No question, man. That's the problem. That's the
podcast.
That's the problem.
No, that's small. All he does is wreck games and get crazy busy on
and
the field.
Crazy.
I think it's time for, because everybody thinks it's a Cowboy thing. No. It's a Micah thing. Let Micah go because Micah is too good for the Cowboys.
Let
him go to a better franchise, a winning franchise. He has to deal with all that bull crap. Because my thing is, you quick to pay the quarterback who can't get it done.
Exactly.
Right? CeeDee Lamb, I love CeeDee Lamb.
No question,
nice.
Baller.
Other than CeeDee Lamb and Micah Parsons, who else you got over there?
That's all I'm saying.
Right? Trayvon Diggs is a really good player, but I'm thinking when you talk about elevating a team and making everybody better, that's what Micah Parsons does.
Making everybody better, elevating a team, too good for the Cowboys, get him to a winning franchise. Let Shady Cook there. Get Micah Parsons to Philadelphia.
Elevate them to what?
Well, let's be fair. They had the worst defense in the league when he got there, and then for three straight years, they've won a lot of games. They won a lot of games. It's ironic to me that we talked about the dumpster fire they are, yet they're always in contention. Why? His play on defense. He played 13 games last year at 12 sacks. If you put him next to Jalen Carter, it's the best pass-rushing duo in the league. I'm just using your argument. I'm using you people's argument for Miles. This is the Miles Garrett argument, except he's 6 years younger. Get him to Philadelphia. Kyle, where do you come down on this, even though I already know your answer?
I would rather
the
Dallas Cowboys extend Micah Parsons, lock up all their cap, keep him there, and have to see him twice a year, and spoil that locker room rotten, then see the Eagles even make an attempt at bringing in Micah Parsons. Keep that loser on the Dallas Cowboys. The Cowboys have an extensive history at this point of losers. I mean, especially the ones that come to Philly. DeMarco Murray, loser. Orlando Scandrick, mega loser.
Oh, and please don't put him in the same category.
I understand Parsons is a better player than those guys. I know he's a good player. Now, we can talk about just how good of a player he actually is. I think you might be onto something a little bit with him disappearing. Some would say he's the Dak Prescott of the Dallas Cowboys defense. But we talked yesterday, Joe, about how this defense needs good quality veteran leadership because of how young the defense is.
Yes, we did.
And how loose of a cannon that we know that Jalen Carter is. This guy's not a leader. And I heard you make the comparison to Darius Slay. I think the difference between him and Darius Slay is that while we got annoyed with Slay and we were like, that guy's not a leader, all of the players on Slay's team said, no, he's a leader. The difference with Micah Parsons is that the players on his team, his former teammates, are calling him out for literally being a loser. We are trying to build a winning culture here. That guy will set this franchise back. I am out. Do not get Micah Parsons here.
So some of that I can't argue with. Some of it I can. Sometimes people grow up. He's 25 years old. You know, I remember way back in the day, there was a punk on the Nationals. His name was Bryce Harper, and he got plunked by Cole Hamels because everyone looked at him like he was a punk. And you know what? He got choked out by one of his own teammates in the dugout. His name was Jonathan Papelbon.
Yeah.
Sometimes people grow up, and I'm willing to take the chance that he'll grow up and win in an Eagles uniform. 215-592-9494. Do you want Mike? Would you want Micah Parsons here? I mean, Howie has a chance to make a phone call in the next couple weeks. Say, hey, Jerry, I got 20 draft picks over the next 2 years. If you can't sign the guy, I'll take him on here. Would you want Parsons on the Eagles?
No.
Yeah, I will.
Big fat no.
Yeah, big fat no to Micah Parsons. 52 and a half career sacks. I thought yesterday I was told we have Clint Hurt. Clint Hurt could solve all problems. What about him?
Yeah. 180 Douglas.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean? I mean, I'm not going to change it. Clint Hurt
no,
is a
I'm
really
with
good
you.
Coach.
I mean, Joe, you know, we are sitting next to a guy who might know a thing or two about defense and defensive ends.
No, I'm just saying. Clint Hurt's
we should defer to him.
He used to know.
And plus, it doesn't fit into the Eagles' plan as far as their defense is concerned.
Oh, he's the best pass rusher in the league, potentially. He had the third most pressures in the league, more than Myles Garrett, by the way. He only played 12 games.
Garbage time.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
I remember.
You guys are killing me.
When they wore leather helmets, that the pressures was never a stat.
Well, that should have been. You would have got more money. 215-592-9494. All right. Where do you come down on this? Would you want Micah Parsons in an Eagles uniform? It sounds like this could come to a head in Dallas over the next couple weeks as they have not made meaningful, you know, progress on a deal. He's in the last year of his contract. I don't know what the heck the Cowboys are doing, but I would love him here on the Eagles. Let's hear from Baldy, though, because Baldy thinks this team has quite enough pass rush depth now, you know, ironically, maybe because Aziz and Jalen Sutton, all these other guys they brought in. Here is Baldy.
I like him. I like him because they're both young. Ojulari is only 24 right now, Mike. Uche is only 25. They got an upside to both of them right here. Ojulari had 8 sacks his rookie year in New York when he was the healthiest he'd been. You got to remember now, in Vic Fangio's defense, you're not just a pass rusher. You're an outside linebacker. That's what they're looking to replace from Josh Sweat. Guys that have to be able to drop in and cover a little bit in the flat, do some other things. So both these players, Uche had 11.5 sacks in 2022, when he had a really good pass rusher opposite him in Matt Judon. They had 27 sacks between the two of them. So I think, Uche, you know, went to Kansas City last year. I talked to Steve Spagnuolo about it. He goes, it's difficult to learn our defense on the fly during the season. We just ask guys to do so much. So he didn't do a lot in Kansas City. But they both have talent. They believe in throwing a lot of bodies at these positions. They'll probably draft an edge guy as well. You saw the development of Nolan Smith like nobody else in the last 10 weeks last year. We saw Jalen Hunt have a real impact during the Super Bowl, their third-round pick from a year ago. So they want depth at that position.
Well, that depth is what they have, Hugh, and depth is how they won last year. And look, depth is a great thing to have. You know what else is a great thing to have? Great football players. Like, if they roll what they have, I do think they've added nice depth to this pass, right? Like Aziz, you mentioned Aziz and Uche. That's good depth. But there's nothing like having a great edge rusher. Remember what that was like, having a great a one-man wrecking crew on the outside?
Yeah, one-man gang.
Yeah.
One-man gang.
With another one man, and Jalen Carter, put them together.
Yeah, I get it, but I think with the committee, because that's what they're going to do. You get some guys, you get a bunch of guys like that, and you get them for the price that you want them, and you win games that way. That's what I think they're going to do. They've allocated all their resources to the defense, offensive side of the ball. Excuse me. They've done that.
Well, they have, but they could shift it. I mean, like they have. You're right. They have so far, but man, 20 draft picks over the next couple years. I'm just dreaming on this. I just wrote these names down. I have 6 names here. Like, just think about this as the core of the defense for the next few seasons. Quinyon Mitchell, Cooper DeJean in the secondary, and then up front in the middle, Zach Bond, and then up front, Jalen Carter, Micah Parsons, Nolan Smith. We could replicate or even surpass what they were last year. The Eagles' defense could be the best in the league for years to come. Not just 1 year, not just one special year, years to come. 215-592-9494. I don't know what everyone's going to say today. I just know the two people I'm sitting here with are losing their minds. Out on the idea of acquiring Micah Parsons. Trying to get great players. Nah.
Out.
Out. Kyle wants him to re-sign in Dallas instead of come here. It's unbelievable. Chris in Middletown is up on WIP. What's up, Chris?
Happy Fransky Friday, man.
Happy first Fransky Friday of 2025. What's up, Chris?
Outstanding. Joe, late entry for the March Madness. I don't know how we missed this. So, No. D. Douglas doesn't want a 25-year-old elite pass rushing end who currently has 52.5 sacks in his career.
I think it fits in with Do Nothing Douglas. Satisfied Hugh. Yeah, he's just Do Nothing.
Do Nothing. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine what the Wizard Fangio can do with that level of talent on the edge? Hugh talks about this all the time, taking the defense to the next level. That's what this would do. So, and guys, let's remind you, too, he's a local Pennsylvanian. He also attended the greatest university in the world, the Pennsylvania State University. So why we won't want to bring him home is beyond me, but, you know.
Didn't he sit out his last year at Penn State?
Oh, it was a COVID year. A lot of players sat out. A lot of players sat out. That was a Mickey Mouse year. Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
So, you know, sometimes we deal with nonsense on this airways, Joe. You know, your partners there, they're letting you down. Speaking of nonsense, guys, I want to talk a little bit about the draft. We need to call out some nonsense on the WIP airways. In particular, regular caller, Corey from Columbus, who's one of these crazy Ohio State fans.
Ohio!
For those that don't know, Corey's the leadoff caller on the afternoon show, the AKA minor league team to the midday show. Corey said yesterday that the Eagles are going to draft an O-lineman in the first round. I mean, can somebody stop taking ESP's takes? Like, that's the most ludicrous thing I've ever heard. There's no chance. What we're going to do is we're going to draft a D-lineman because we're going to back up Micah because we're going to go get Micah. And we're going to draft a D-lineman in the first round. And you know what? I am so confident in the fact that they will not draft an O-lineman. They'll take a D-lineman. That if I'm wrong, I'll come on the air and say OSU is the best team in the Big Ten, which is total nonsense.
Yeah, that's pretty confident.
But,
I mean, they kind of were.
I'm right. They
just won the
national
title.
Here's what I want. If I'm right, I want Corey to come on and say Penn State is the greatest team in the Big Ten, and I need a we are. But you know what? So consider it down. Go get Micah, because you know what? We are P-A-R-S-O-N-S.
Chris, appreciate the phone call. I wasn't sure after the Wector chant yesterday. Now I have to really listen. Like, what are we chanting? What word? Usually it's easy.
You locked in for that one.
Yeah, it's just Eagles most days. But I had to really listen. Like, what am I hearing here? Yes, go get Micah Parsons. I'm glad Chris brought that up. I left that out of my argument.
Just the same cat.
He wants to be here.
He does.
He wants to be an Eagle.
Listen.
Everyone wants to be an Eagle now. They just won the Super Bowl.
But bring great players here.
You talk about somebody who can't read the room, though. This the same cat that in the playoff run for the Sixers came to town since he wanted to be here so bad.
Yep.
And wore a Sixers jersey.
Yeah, he's a goofball.
And then turned right back around a few weeks later when the Sixers were knocked out.
Celtics.
Was in Boston.
I know.
Total fraud, dude.
I don't care. He can wear whatever basketball jersey he wants.
That's fugazi, man.
Oh, okay. Then you know what? Then let him follow the Bryce Harper plan. He could come here and he could wear all Eagle stuff. Or he should wear Eagle stuff. But he could wear all Philly stuff. Would that make everyone feel better?
No.
Okay.
I mean, because it's one of those things. People take fandom serious, Joe. You know this.
Well, that's and they should. But
And they the team that they root for, especially if they've been rooting for it their whole life, they wear that as a badge of honor.
And he's fugazi.
He's fugazi.
But he's the best young pass rusher in the league. Jalen Carter, Micah Parsons together. I sense an opportunity here for the Eagles to go knock on that door. Jerry doesn't know what day of the week it is. Offer him a few draft picks. Get Micah Parsons to Philadelphia. 215-592-9494. Simple thought exercise. We start the show today. Would you want Micah Parsons on the Eagles? Again, I'm hearing two no's. The people sitting with me here. Kyle wants the Cowboys to re-sign him so he stays there, and Hugh doesn't want him. This is ridiculous.
I'd rather the Cowboys.
Yeah. Like,
if I had to pick between the two options.
Yeah,
I mean, he can go somewhere else.
I know, but he should be here is where he should be.
That's how badly I don't want him.
I know. It's ridiculous. Your phone call is on this. Would you want Micah Parsons on the Eagles? 215-592-9494. Your call is on that. Plus, we begin day two of the bracket of Hugh's next, and I'm looking at these matchups. We have some haymakers today.
Haymakers.
We'll throw those at you as you call in. 215-592-9494. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour, the boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I think Michael want to be an Eagle.
He do. He want to be Eagle bad.
He love Philly.
He be on the phone with Slay and all that shit. And I didn't even like, I'm going to keep it real, I ain't like that. Slay, don't be talking to them Dallas Cowboys for the season.
He wants to be an Eagle bad. Why is it so
Gilly.
Hard to understand? Welcome
Shout
back.
Shout out to Gilly, man.
That
Gilly
was funny. It was. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. 215-592-9494. According to Jane Slater, NFL Network, the Cowboys and Micah Parsons have made no meaningful progress on a contract extension. He has no years left on his deal. This is the last year. They got to pay him or let him go. I mean, that's the bottom line. They got to pay him or trade him. And I want the Eagles to trade for him. I want Micah Parsons as an Eagle. I have for years. I get fought on this by everybody every time I bring it up, and I will continue to bring them up. Would you want Micah Parsons on the Eagles? 215-592-9494. It's a simple yes, no. Do you want a great player? Obviously, some people don't want great players like Micah Parsons. All right, there is one thing before we get to the phones and, of course, the bracket of Hughes today that we would have to deal with if he's here. I acknowledge, although he is a great player, which is first and foremost.
But he's a loser.
He's a goofball.
A loser. Come on.
I use the term goofball.
you're okay with calling anybody else a loser.
Man, he calls, well, I want
his
him on the
loser
team.
Energy.
He
does know it.
A glorified DJ yesterday.
Clarence Stubbs
had no problem
is a glorified DJ. This guy
that,
is.
That's still funny to me, though. By the way, that's some funny stuff.
Garrett Stubbs is more of a winner than Micah Parsons.
Garrett Stubbs
been to World
made
Series.
The playlist. He contributed on the field that as much so, as I did during those playoff so runs. Stop it. All right, but let's listen to this. Here was Parsons after the Cowboy Eagle game in December. Just listen to how he justified their, 30-point loss.
You look at their play. I mean, they have two big runs and three good deep shots. Other than that, we made them earn it, and you take away so we really take away the scoreboard. It was about five plays that decided this game. And you hate to say that because it's a lot of football, but you know, the two deep shots to Devontae Smith and the one to A.J. Brown, and then also Devontae on that slant, you know, for the most part, we were making them earn it 3 yards, 2 yards, fourth and ones, which is good football for when you're playing a team like the Eagles. But the other side is that when you play in those big teams, we understand big plays is going to happen.
I don't love the response. They got blown out, and he said it was just a couple plays here or there. But whatever, he'll be here. He won't get blown out. That's my justification. He'll be on a good team. Don't have to worry about that.
Can we just do this with the Slay lights, camera, action stuff? And
they're cut from the same cloth.
You know that if this happened, even if we lost, and he said something similar, everybody would be crushing him on these interviews.
Maybe, but I'm worried about getting him here first. Maybe. I'll crush him if I have to.
If Joe wants something, he's gonna move the line. You moving the line today?
Well, you guys are kind of moving the line too. You filibustered with Aziz Ojulari.
No, Aziz, I think Aziz could be a good player.
Yeah,
but
I don't think he could be a great player. I mean, he's on a 1-year deal. No one else wanted.
We won a Super Bowl with only a few great players on the defensive side of the ball. But they play good as a unit.
Sure.
A well-oiled machine.
You know what helps well-oiled machines? Really good parts.
Athleticism.
Micah Parsons is probably the best athleted linebacker in the league.
Good parts too.
Yeah, great part. Yeah, you say I move the line. I mean,
move the line. I'm linear. I don't move the line.
If we're all moving the line today, then it kind of negates it.
Then what line are we jumping over?
There's nothing to discuss.
I have a one simple line. I want Parsons on the Eagles, and I'm not going to rest till I get him. That's all. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen.
Well, whether or not it happens doesn't mean I'm not going to stop yapping about it.
You can do that.
Well, here's what I'll do. I mean, I have to stop doing the Soto shows. He just signed a 15-year deal with the Mets, right? That's over. I will stop doing the Parsons thing
when he signs with somebody.
Yeah, when the Cowboys pay him, or someone else trades for him and pays him, or the Eagles trade for him.
They'll probably wait to right before the season starts.
Probably, and cost themselves more money.
Yeah.
Because that's what they do.
Before the season starts.
He can make a phone call. You catch Jerry in a bad moment. Jerry doesn't even know what week it is at this point. You offer a couple draft picks, and boom. You get Micah Parsons here.
Absolute glory hole.
That's the one part of this I think everyone who's anti-Parsons is you're missing out on that fun. Like, imagine if the Eagles stole Micah Parsons from the Cowboys. Like, they traded a way below what you would think the Cowboys should get offer, and the Cowboys said, yeah. Like, he says, we have 20 picks the next 2 years. You could have 6 of them, but they're all 5th and 6th round deals. You wouldn't take them then. You still wouldn't want him then? No, of course you would. 215-592-9494. All right, before we go back to the phone lines here, it is March. The madness began yesterday. And I'm not just talking about on CBS and True TV and whatever networks they use for the NCAA tournament. Yesterday was decent. I think decent basketball. I watched a lot of it. Hopefully today's better. But I know what's going to be great. It was great yesterday. It's going to be great today. Hugh, you know what that is, right?
What's that?
The bracket of Hughes. The bracket of Hughes. We have 2 regions down, 2 to go, and I don't mean just to kind of, you know, pump up the committee here, but I'm looking at the matchups today, Kyle. There are some barn burners.
It's a massive slate today. Massive slate.
I mean, some of the best Hughes that we've gotten over the last couple years are in the brackets today. You call in, we'll discuss the Parsons thing, and then we'll throw at you a matchup at the end. You pick the winner. That team, that Hugh, I should say, moves on. 215-592-9494. We'll get into some Philly stuff, including something Bryce Harper said. And Scott Fransky, our first Fransky Friday. Scott joins us at 12. I guess we'll do a little season preview with Scott here, Hugh, because this is the next time we talk to Scott, it will be the day after opening day. So we got to get Scott on before the Phillies start this thing next Thursday in Washington. Frank is in Wilmington. Frank is on WIP.
What's up, guys? How y'all doing?
Hey, Frank. What's up?
Not much, man. Joe, I got a quick question, man. You sound about my age in my age bracket, like mid-30s or so. So yep. You played Madden, right?
Yes, of course.
As growing up, you played Madden. You put a team together. Like a super team, one of those teams that had like all these stars on it, and they would never really win because it was just you playing the game. It was kind of fun. When you put a team together that is just like, I'm a superstar coming to a team that has cohesion, doesn't always work out. I don't think that Micah Parsons will want to be coached like Fangio wants him to be coached. Like, I don't think he'll want to do special team. I don't think he'll want to get in coverage. You know, he's not really good in coverage, but that's a whole other thing to talk about. But, like, everybody's been talking about Micah Parsons wants to come back home. But why do we need him? There's no need for him. We have Zach Bond, who does everything we need him to do in linebacker. We have Vic Fangio, who is known as a defensive genius, who gets the most out of the players that he has. And he turned Nolan Smith from, like, everybody was calling him a mid-bust to an actual legend on the edge now. Adding Micah Parsons to a younger team whose cohesion is there, the locker room is there, everybody is good, is going to be a waste of a signing. And he's going to want way too much money. There's no reason to get him right now.
That's a lot.
Big fantasy football thing, and I don't like any of this stuff to add to this because it's just the name. Everybody's like, Micah Parsons. No, we don't need him. We have Vic Fangio, and I believe coaching is more successful than just bringing in a random name, the best of a bad situation. Like, it's great. Yeah, bring him in from the Cowboys, but I don't want that problem.
All right, couple things. Let me counter a couple things because I think it's interesting. You're right. The biggest names don't always work out. I mean, we watched the Washington team for years with Dan Snyder try to bring in stars and they didn't win anything, right? So it's not always just that. But 2 things you said, I think I get, but I don't at the same time. Like the part of not needing him, I could have made the point last spring the Eagles didn't need Saquon Barkley. I mean, the Eagles had been in the Super Bowl 2 years prior. They had a top 10 offense. They didn't need Saquon, but he was a great football player, and they were able to get him on a good price, and they brought him in. So that's you never need.
You're telling me Jamar Gibbs was your choice for running back. You were happy with that? Not Jamar Gibbs. I'm sorry. Swift.
DeAndre Swift.
And Gainwell were your guys. Yeah, DeAndre Swift and Gainwell were the guys you wanted over.
No, Saquon's better, but the Eagles had a top rushing attack before Saquon. Like, I'm just saying, the idea of need, they didn't need Saquon, but they saw an opportunity to get better. I view the same thing with Micah. Second thing, Frank, you said...
I don't think Micah Parsons is an improvement. I think he's a lateral movement.
Hold on, Frank. Frank, you don't think Micah's a better pass rusher than Jalen Hunt and Nolan Smith?
I don't think he's going to bring an improvement that everybody thinks he's going to, because our coaching is doing a good job with Jalen Hunt and Nolan Smith as it is. That's what I'm saying.
Sure,
it's a lateral movement.
Other thing, Frank, hold on. One more thing.
I'm sorry.
One more thing. You said you're not sure if he's coachable. Let's not forget, and just because he's a goofball doesn't mean we have to diminish his career. He came in the league as an inside linebacker. It's why he was drafted outside the top 10. If everyone knew he could rush the quarterback like this, he's top five pick. Dan Quinn changed him from inside linebacker to edge rusher, and he's gone to four Pro Bowls and had all these all pros. Like, obviously, he took to coaching.
All right. I don't know. I don't like it. I don't think it's a good idea.
Well, that's
I think
fine. That's fine. Yeah,
that's something different.
But I don't. So I also don't think that we have another podcaster in the city who, when they showed up, they were all about the podcast and they performed extremely below expectations, and now they're just like sitting on the sideline. Last year, Parsons missed several years and worried about his podcast. I don't know if that's a good idea to bring another podcast. A guy who's worried about his off the field.
No,
stuff,
I like this one. Frank, yeah. Do we have too many podcasters in Philadelphia? I like that. Frank, do you want a battle of Hughes? Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right. Let me pull out one from the bracket here. All right. First one's a big one. You got to set the tone for the day. All right. Kyle, let's throw this one at him. A 7-10 matchup in the bottom left. All right, on one end of the spectrum, we have Frugal Douglas, who doesn't want to spend his money on most things.
Most things.
And then, of course, Kyle, we have Hatfield Hugh here, who has really come on in recent months.
Yeah.
They got thick wood hard.
What is that?
Hatfield Hugh is when he endorses the bacon.
And screws it up.
And screws up his endorsements. Yeah. So
they got thick wood hard.
Frugal Douglas or Hatfield Hugh?
One day, Frank, I kind of, you know, they're childish.
I mean, and to add a layer to this, you did get in trouble for cooking bacon on the air.
Yeah, he did. He did get in trouble for that. Who are you picking? Who moves on? Frugal Hugh or Hatfield Douglas?
I like the jokes with Hatfield Douglas, but I'm going with Frugal Hugh. As a frugal person myself, I don't spend a lot of money. I don't have to. So I kind of got to ride with that one.
I call it living a Spartan lifestyle, Frank.
I like it, Frank.
Man.
Spartan lifestyle. That's it. Spartan lifestyle.
Right, good stuff, man.
Frugal Hugh is a strong one, man. That's a tough matchup.
Well, Frugal Hugh is really part of the reason that we found and met for a long time Hugh without a coat, right? That's why you didn't have your coat. You didn't want to spend any money because you had one in stores down in Georgia. All right, Frugal Hugh moves on past Hatfield Hugh. I do think if you had cooked the bacon on the air at WIP, it would have been a higher seed. You did your past stop.
Yeah, it was one of those things where, you know, and I don't think I would have gotten that much trouble for it. But, you know, it was a different time, man. It was during COVID. And at the time, you know, certain people had to go to work every day.
Yeah.
And nobody was in there. And then other people had to stay home. So it was a little tension.
I wish we could find the audio of the bacon sizzling with Hugh in Atlanta when he was trying to cook on the air.
I would do terrible things for that audio.
Yeah, they were not happy with it.
I can't imagine they were not. Let's go to Jeff in Wilmington is up on WIP. Hey, Jeff.
What's up, guys?
Hey, Jeff.
There's no way I want Micah Parsons. I mean, I don't understand why the last couple of Cowboys that we brought in here, Scandrick and DeMarco Murray, I mean, they didn't work out. I know they weren't as good, but we just don't need that kind of stink coming from that area of the country up our way.
So it's a Cowboy thing then rather than the player. It's because he's a Cowboy.
Well, that's one of the things. And then there's, you know, the podcasting, the constant, like, pandering to try to get here. Like, don't beg to come here, dude. That's weak, man. If, you know, just I want to see him stay in Dallas because it'll be more entertaining to hear the Cowboys just continue to blow up over and over and over again. That's what I'm petty like that as far as that goes.
Yeah, I mean, so look, I'll take that as a consolation prize if we don't get him. Like that, if he stays there, he'll just lose for the rest of his career. I do think he's getting knocked a lot for the podcast stuff and all. I mean, Hugh, you say this all the time. This is the reality now with athletes. Like, no matter who we bring in, like if they get to be some level of star, they're probably going to have their own brand while they're playing. I'm like, Jeff, I don't like it either. I don't think it's good for the locker room. Like, we saw Slay and CJGJ because, like, you know, what do they call it? Sneak dissing? Is that
sneak
what he's...
dissing, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that stuff happens. Yeah. I wish they didn't do it, but, like, we got to accept it.
It was on Parsons' podcast, by the way.
Yeah, sneak dissing. Yeah.
The idea that he, in that game where he was just describing in that soundbite, you know, if it wasn't for two or three good plays or other plays by the Eagles, like, come on, dude. We just rolled your butts all over the field.
I never said he was the brightest bulb. I don't think he's not, but he's a good football player. All right, Jeff, you ready for a battle of Hughes? All right.
Let's
go to the other side of the bracket here. This is, you know what? I like to throw the tough ones at you, Jeff, because I know you know Hugh so well. All right. An 8-9 matchup. 8-9.
Okay.
We have the 8 seed, You People, Douglas, who does that to us on a regular basis, and Nostra Douglas when he predicts something and then he reminds us.
Wow. They're great. I'm going to go with the You People.
You People.
You People.
Yeah, because that hits hard in so many ways, and it's so... it's kind of ironic how things have gone with this country these days, and I don't want to get political.
But you know what's funny, Jeff, when you say it, I hate to say it because I'm with you with that because it's kind of cringy.
And it is ironic. It's a perfect word for it when he's like, "Well, you people said this." All right, Hugh.
It's always doing. It's always funny when you do it. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but it's like, still cringy though.
I hear you.
Yeah. All right, Jeff. Good one. All right. So You People, Douglas, moves on here. So we have two winners so far: Frugal Hugh and You People. No upsets so far. I think both of those were the right choices here to move forward. All right. Where do you come down? Because you've been on this for a while, that this is a different world with athletes now. So our first caller in the segment mentioned that we have, and he was half kidding, but half serious. We have too many podcasters already here.
Mm-hmm.
Like we have Podcast P, Paul George, who has done more podcasts than games played this year. And now, although he quit his podcast for now. We have the Slay thing, even though he's moved on and went to Pittsburgh. But it's kind of the reality of players now that they're going to have these brands that sometimes they may say something on there that we're like, what did he say?
Yeah, that. But you know what's funny? This is how I view podcasts. And I've been approached a few times to do one with multiple people, and it just never happened. But to me, and again, let me say this because I'm old school, and I look at most of the ballers that are in the NFL doing their thing today. How many of those guys do you see doing podcasts? Like, that's kind of how I measure.
The NFL?
Like the elite athletes. Like, you might see them on a podcast every now and then.
But you mean their own.
But one that's doing a podcast every week.
Micah.
That's it.
Slay.
Well, I mean,
I'm not elite
slighting.
Anymore?
Well, I'm not slighting Slay. But most elite, you don't see Ant-Man doing a podcast. He might be on somebody's podcast. Most people that are in that podcast space.
Draymond has one.
Well, yeah, because Draymond's one foot in, one foot out. And Draymond's not. Now, it'll be different.
Oh, your point is younger players.
Yeah,
it
would be
the older
different.
Guy.
It would be different if, say, in his heyday, Steph Curry was doing a podcast every week and going out there balling, or if Ant-Man is out there doing a podcast and balling. I think this is how I feel about sports, man, and professional sports at that. You need to be when it's your season, you need to be committed to that. You should never because everybody has a voice. And a lot of times if you're not playing just like Paul George, when he said, I'm gonna stop podcasting, you know why he did that? Because his play, he was getting criticized for his play, and you're like, they were calling him Podcast P. I told you the story. You have to focus on one thing. That's how, especially at the elite level. If you consider yourself an elite athlete, I was about to say elite lathlete.
Wait for that, Hugh. He's going to be on the bracket soon.
You have to stay focused, man. That's just me. And I understand that, you know, there's money to be made and people want to hear you, but that's just me.
Can I play devil's advocate for a second? Well, so I actually agree with you. If I could choose, current athletes would not be doing their own thing because they should focus on what they're focusing on. That's the way but okay, I'm going to lose that battle. You know, no one here seemed to care when Jason and Travis Kelce launched New Heights in 2022.
Because
Jason Kelce was an Eagle and we loved him.
And you're right. You're right. And they did it. It wasn't, to me, they were in the twilights of both of their careers.
Right, but they're still playing. But you're right.
But they're in the twilights. Yeah. And they were pivoting because Jason, and from my purview, he was getting ready to pivot because there had already been conversation about him retiring. So he's looking at the next thing, in my opinion. And I know it's going to sound bad when I say it. He's a center. He's a center.
You said that, not me.
No, I'm just saying he's a center. I mean, that's not disparaging, but it'll be. I think he would have been viewed differently if he was this is gonna sound bad too. Impact player.
Oh, he was an impact player.
I mean, in the sense that people understand that I'm saying.
I know. So my thing on the whole Parsons podcast, if you use that, I just think we're selective in when this annoys us. Darius Slay had a podcast the whole time he's here, basically.
Mm-hmm.
The only time we brought up what he said is when he said
something negative.
Yeah, when we were annoyed at him.
The Cowboy. Yeah.
Right, when we were annoyed at him. He's on Micah's podcast. He's doing this. He's saying lights, camera, action after Mahomes torches them in the Super Bowl 2 years ago. But the weeks he plays well, we don't care. Jason Kelce has a podcast. We don't care. But now we don't want Micah Parsons because he has a podcast. I mean, just say it. You don't like Micah. That's fine. I know.
I don't like Micah. But I can admit that.
Well, but it's not because of the podcast.
Not only
no,
that,
but that's come up a few times.
The podcast
times.
Illustrates how big of a loser he is. It helps the case that
he's
a loser.
He needs to be on a winning team to reach his potential. That's all. That's all. You know, on one hand, we say the Cowboys are a mess. The other hand, we say he's a mess. Well, maybe he's a mess because of his environment.
Or he's a part of it.
Maybe he is. But he's also the best part of it. He's their best player. 215-592-9494. Craig in Washington is up. What's up, Craig?
Today show, Tilio, you 53, what up, man?
What's going
Craig?
On,
Craig?
What's up, fellas? What's up?
Hey, what's up, man? Listen, man,
y'all crack me up, bro. Hey, Hugh, I'm telling you, man, this thing with this bracket, bro, listen, y'all, man, hey, look, first of all, y'all know my brother is Bruce from D.C. also, you know, he's in the mix with that gas.
He's on the line, by the way.
He's out here.
We'll talk to him soon. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I remember he put Gassy Hugh on there, man. That was hilarious. He got you with the gas when Hugh.
Yeah, I didn't.
That was funny.
That one's going to make a run, Craig.
Nobody believes me. Nobody believes
that
me.
That might go deep, right?
Yeah, nobody believes me.
Yeah.
I didn't
fart. Hey, so look, man, look. Hey, I definitely want to make my choice since I didn't get to give you an original name, but I want to make a choice on that bracket. But I do have an Eagles point. Listen, Joe, man, I was tracking with you, man, but, you know, these are the things we talk about, Joe, when you got to set the emotion aside. Now, I agree with you. Micah is an awesome player, awesome talent, but I got to give it to Kyle, man. Kyle, bro, Hugh, listen, man, y'all swayed me, brother. Mm-mm. This guy... Listen, we don't need that crap in Philly, man, because first of all, A, he's going to cost way too much. B, no Dallas player, like you said, that freaking stench, just like what Jeff said from Wilmington, that stench from Dallas, I just don't want any Dallas players coming up to Philly anymore. And then it's just a problem with him, his mentality, Joe, it's one of them things where he will get there and he could cause problems and it could blow up that whole situation. We got a coach, Fangio, who's a wizard of defense, he can make a mountain out of a molehill, man. He can mold guys that were nothing. We had wrote Nolan Smith off, like we said earlier, and now he's made this guy into a prolific pass.
Well,
rusher.
He has.
We can do that with anybody.
Well,
Joe.
maybe. Like, but you give him good. You give him good talent. Good talent. Well, he talks a lot. Yeah. But he backs
but
it up
Joe,
on the field.
Cost too much.
Yeah.
Joe, he's going to cost too much, though. Think about the bag. I'm like what Kyle said. You look at.
He's going to get $40 million a year. He's going to get $40 million a year.
Yeah, and keep Dallas miserable because guess what? Uncle Jerry's going to have to pay him, and that's going to put him in cap hell forever. Why should we help Dallas and how we would have to give Dallas. Dallas would fleece us because we're going to have to give up.
No, Dallas not going to fleece us. I mean, no, I get it.
But we would have to pay for it.
Craig, you know, we could fleece them. Craig, what are you ready for a matchup here in the bracket of Hughes? Let's do it.
Hey, give me a matchup, bro.
All right, let's go to this one. Let's go to the bottom left bracket. Let's go to the 8-9 matchup. Life alert, Hugh, because he's fallen down a few times recently and hit his head in the plane the other day. Or PR guy, Hugh, who has lobbied for the job as the PR person for the Sixers.
Just the Sixers, man. I just want to work for the Sixers.
Life alert or PR guy?
Oh, nah, man. Come on, man. Hey, listen. Before I give you that answer, bro, I just want to say, did anybody ever submit tongue-tied?
Yeah, we got
it's a one seed, buddy.
That's a one seed, yeah. All right, life alert or PR guy?
Right. I'm going life alert, man.
Life alert. You moves on. Craig, good phone call, buddy. We appreciate it. 215-592-9494 for all your phone calls on the other side. I want Micah Parsons on the Eagles. Do you? Plus, we have to get to something very interesting Bryce Harper said in a Q&A with Scott Lauber of the Philadelphia Inquirer. I'm not sure he should have said it, and he said it twice. That's next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Save up to 60% now during the Mattress Warehouse semi-annual warehouse clearance event. Mattress Warehouse is making way for this year's models, so that means you can save on their closeouts for leading brands like Sealy and Beautyrest. You can save up to $500 on a select Serta mattress. Plus, you get that free adjustable base with that purchase. Let me tell y'all right now, that adjustable base is a game changer. You can push your bed and adjust it into so many different positions. I'm just laughing because I just like the adjustable base. You get 0% financing. It's available, and you always rest assured with the Mattress Warehouse 1-year price guarantee. Not sure which mattress to get? We got you. They got something called bed match technology that has been backed by scientists. You know, science backs everything, and it takes care of you, man. It recommends you for the perfect night's sleep. So do what I did. Find your perfect sleep night today at the Mattress Warehouse. Stop there. Shop their entire selection. And find a location nearest you. MattressWarehouse.com. That's MattressWarehouse.com.